c'est la danse des canards qui, en sortant de la mare, se secoue le bas des reins et font.
Hi, dear listener, I'm Thomas, and with me I have Leka, Rachel and Anushka. We are live on the Water Blues from HEP Lausanne.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to our show on Radio Namaste. Today, in the first half an hour, we will be talking about students' mobility and then the use of technology in the school.
Yes, but before that, let us listen to Zaz on Era, then we'll be discussing. Enjoy!
On ira écouter Harlem au coin de Manhattan, on ira rougir l'été dans les soukas à Man, on ira nager dans le lit du fleuve Sénégal, et on verra brûler mon vie sous un feu de Bengale. On ira gratter le ciel en dessous de Kyoto, on ira sentir Rio battre au cœur de Janeiro, on lèvera nos yeux sur le plafond de la chapelle Sixtine, et on lèvera nos verres dans le café Pushkin. Oh, quelle est belle notre chance, les étoiles, nous sommes l'univers, vous êtes un grain de sable, nous sommes le désert, vous êtes mille pages et moi je suis la plume. Oh 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 oh, vous êtes l'horizon et nous sommes la mer, vous êtes les saisons et nous sommes la terre, vous êtes le rivage et moi je suis l'écume. Oh 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 oh, on dira que les poètes non, pas de drapeau, on fera des jours de fête autant qu'on a de héros. On saura que les enfants sont les gardiens de l'âme et qu'il y a des reines autant qu'il y a de femmes. On dira que les rencontres font les plus beaux voyages. On verra qu'on ne mérite que ceux qui se partagent. On entendra chanter des musiques d'ailleurs et l'on saura donner ce qu'on a de meilleur. Oh, quelle est belle notre chance, aux mille couleurs de nos différences à la croisée des destins. Vous êtes les étoiles, nous sommes l'univers, vous êtes un grain de sable, nous sommes le désert, vous êtes mille pages et moi je suis la plume. Oh 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 oh, vous êtes l'horizon et nous sommes la mer, vous êtes les saisons et nous sommes la terre, vous êtes le rivage et moi je suis l'écume. Oh, les étoiles, nous sommes l'univers, vous êtes un grain de sable, nous sommes le désert, vous êtes mille pages et moi je suis la plume. Oh 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 oh, vous êtes l'horizon et nous sommes la mer, vous êtes les saisons et nous sommes la terre, vous êtes le rivage et moi je suis l'écume.
Listen to, we're gonna let you know about mobility and some technology.
One more time, mobility, technology.
Hi everybody, it's Thomas on air from Lausanne, Switzerland, and with me I have Leka from Quest University, Bengaluru, India.
Hi everyone.
Now we will be talking about students' mobility and the opportunities for the students for having an exchange program during their study at HEP Vaud and at the Quest University, Bengaluru in India. According to a study from the UNESCO called La mobilité des étudiants internationaux, published in February 2016, 2 of 10 students go abroad for studies.
Yes, and the student mobility means students going abroad for their studies. In fact, I am here at HEP World as a part of Namaste Radio Project, which is an exchange program between HEP World and Christ University, Bengaluru.
Yeah, you know, Lekha, students' mobility has increased worldwide for 2005. In 2015, the OECD has reported more than 4 million foreign and international students enrolled in tertiary education outside of their country of origin.
Oh, that's nice. Thomas, What are the different exchange programs provided in HEP?
We have Mobility In and Mobility Out there at the HEP.
So what does Mobility In mean?
Mobility In refers to the students who come from abroad to have their exchange programs with HEP.
Oh, and what about Mobility Out?
Mobility Out means the Swiss students, for example me, from the HEP have the opportunity to go and study abroad. For example, we had an exchange program who's called PIRS. That means Projet d'études, a projet d'équipe étudiantine en régions sociaux. Carla Gutmann and Jean-Luc Gilles made this possible a few years ago, in which students' mobility project is integrated with research. In 2015, they had 53 students with 19 teachers from 15 countries who participate in this project.
That's really nice. So how many students go on such exchange programs at HEP?
So according to the document Planification Strategique 2017-2020 des Universités Suisses, the HEP VAU need to reach 20% of mobility students. In 2015, the HEP had 90 students in mobility out. That makes only about 4% of the students, which is not a lot. But the HEP accommodates for about 8% of mobility in. So, Lekha, are there any students' mobility programs at Christ University in Bengaluru?
Yes, there are exchange programs in Christ University, Bengaluru. Students go on exchange programs to places like Netherlands, France, USA, UK, Australia, Norway, Sweden, and few Asian countries.
And what are their exchange programs?
Some of the universities like Western Michigan University, Griffith University, Swansea University, Little Catholic University, and other universities also have collaboration with Christ University Bengaluru for various courses. To mention a few, under India Gateway Program, foreign students can visit and study at Christ University for one semester under a stream that they prefer and approved by the university. Students of Griffith University majoring in social work visit Christ University almost every year. There are also one semester programs for BCom students who go to USA and France. There's one semester program for BA students who also go to France.
Then what about exchange programs for students doing their bachelor's in education?
In India, hardly any Bachelor in Education programs have student exchange program with foreign universities. Considering this, Namaste Radio Project, Christ University with HEP World, is quite unique and valuable for the School of Education, Christ University.
And how is the experience so far?
Well, it has been an amazing experience, and there is so much I have learned about the Indian and Swiss education system, pedagogy, culture, people, and so much, much more. Now, let us listen to an amazing Indian song. Enjoy!
பார்த்ததும் தோற்றேனே சல்லடை கண்ணாக நெஞ்சமும் புண்ணானதே இத்தனை நாளாக உன்னை நான் பாராமல் எங்குதான் போனேனோ நாட்களும் வீணானதே வானத்தில் நீ வெண்ணிலா ஏக்கத்தில் நான் தெய்வதா இப்பொழுது என்னோடு வந்தால் என்ன ஊர் பார்க்க ஒன்றாக சென்றால் என்ன இப்பொழுது என்னோடு வந்தால் என்ன ஊர் பார்க்க ஒன்றாக சென்றால் என்ன முன்தினம் பார்த்தேனே
பார்த்ததும் தோற்றேனே சல்லடை கண்ணாக நெஞ்சமும் புண்ணானதே இத்தனை நாளாக உன்னை நான் பாராமல் எங்குதான் போனேனோ நாட்களும் வீணானதே
An interview with Alexia de Monterno, who is the chief of the mobility at HEP.
What do you think about the mobility that is a student exchange program offered to students at HEP?
I think the offer of programs is quite good at the HEP. It has been enlarged last year, and we are now offering two main groups of mobility programs. A semester out of Lausanne, it can be either in Switzerland, in Europe, or all around the world. And a more flexible mobility option with what we call the intercultural project. For example, the Namaste project, the peer project, and so on.
So what do you think about the students who are going abroad for their studies? Do you think it's beneficial for their future?
I think it's very beneficial for the future because students, citizens, future teachers, we will, from now on, have to cope with a more open and more intercultural environment, that is for sure. So to go abroad, even for a short time, gives you this flexibility, this autonomy that is required when you are a future teacher.
So since you said it's beneficial for the students, how do you motivate the students to join the mobility programs?
I think the best motivation will come from the example of other students. I mean, it's through the testimonials of students who have been abroad and who come back that our students will be motivated.
Okay, thank you. And a few next questions. Are the students interested to have an international experience?
I think most of them are interested in having an international experience, but some of them have some difficulties. Why? Because of their cultural or family culture, they are not really motivated by going out their comfort zone. It can be an obstacle. And furthermore, some of them have a job, have a family, and it's not that easy to go away for a semester, for a couple of weeks, and leaving out your business, your job here. That's why we have to give them some motivation to go away.
And which kind of motivation can you give?
Well, as I said before, it is the example of the other student. It is the expectation of having a great time, which is always the case. And it's also, of course, we have to organize their curriculum here to be in line with the out of his experience.
Yeah. Are you happy with the number of students who went abroad in the 2 years?
Actually, I'm quite happy, but we could do better, and that's one of the objectives of the board here at the HEP. It's to raise the number of students going abroad.
And according to the document Planification Strategique 2017-2020 des Universités Suisses, the HEP vote need to reach 20% of the mobility students. Mm-hmm. Has the HEP reached this objective?
Not yet, but I think that in the next couple of years we will reach 10% of our students going abroad, and I think that by 2020 we will get to this number of 20%.
And the HEP vote is a part of Association Communis, which also offers international weeks. It is possible for the students to participate?
International Week is just an option among a lot of what the Communist Association offers. So the problem is that the number of credit which is given through these International Weeks. So we are thinking of organizing our own International Week, and to create the good conditions for exchange of students through the Communis Association.
So it's possible for students to do for free, for example?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And can you give me 2 words to describe what students' mobility means for you?
Well, it's difficult to choose just 2 words, but autonomy, openness, empathy, flexibility, maturity, 2 words.
Yeah, only two. And for our friends in India, what is the possibility for Namaste program to be renewed in 2017?
Well, we strongly believe in the Namaste project and we'll do whatever it takes to make this project go on during the next years.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Now let us listen to Auf uns von Andreas Burani.
Wer führt uns diesen Moment ein? Besser kann es nicht sein. Denkt an die Tage, die hinter uns liegen, wie lang wir Freude und Tränen schon teilen. Hier geht jeder für jeden. Durchs Feuer, im Regen stehen wir niemals allein. Und solange unsere Herzen uns steuern, wird das auch immer so sein. Ein Hoch auf das, was vor uns liegt, das ist das Beste für uns gibt. Ein Hoch auf das, was uns vereint, auf diese Zeit.
Mobility. Now we have an interview with Ellie, who is doing the first year bachelor in teaching. Can you answer some questions about the mobility at the HEP?
Yes, with pleasure.
Okay, thank you very much. So, Ellie, are you interested to go abroad for a mobility program?
Yes, I'm really interested. I've just started the school and I already know that I want to leave at one point in my studies.
Well, and what do you think about the opportunity to go abroad for studies?
Yeah, I think it's really good that this high school gives us the opportunity to leave for some time. That's amazing. And so we're so lucky for that. I don't know much about that because I couldn't come at the meeting point when they gave us some information about that. So I know there's all the information on the website. So that's good.
Yeah. And what are the impact for your future?
I think you can't just do your studies in the same city, and that's just so interesting to see what's different in other countries, other cities, and it's so much to learn about that. And so yeah, I'm interested in the multicultural aspect.
And do you know all the possibility to go abroad? Do you know what is the project piece, for example?
No, I don't know much about that because, as I said, I wasn't there for the informations, but I'm going to look for that on the website. And I already know that what interests me is a semester, going abroad for a semester. I don't know where, but I know I'm going to leave for a semester.
Okay, thank you, Ellie.
Thank you, bye.
It's good to meet students like Ellie who is motivated about to have an exchange program. We need definitely more. From my experience, I can say it's an amazing opportunity. We learn to be more open with other people, other culture in the world, and that it's very beneficial for our classes.
Yes, in India also, we're trying to have more collaborations with foreign universities to have exchange programs. The students also are very interested to have such an amazing experience.
So now to be ready for the second topic.
According to the Federal Statistical Office, 65% of the students are working in order to afford a better life, and 56% think that it's essential for living. The main reason is the economy. So many people see reasons related to future employability. In this sense, favoring a small job related to your fears of study can be very wise.
Yes. So does working while studying actually help students to get a better job?
You know, for 51% of the students, it gives an opportunity to acquire professional skills during their studies and gradually expand their resumes. 32% mentioned about the possibility of building relationships to foster their employability. Finally, 26% will feel better socially integrated. So, how is in India, Leka?
In India, the students don't generally go to work while studying, but during a mobility, students mostly find a need to work while studying.
So, it's a little bit different than in Switzerland. Why don't they need to work during their study in India?
The need to work also depends on the financial background of the students. Higher studies in India are pursued by students who are mostly financially stable. Apart from this, there are social service organizations and government schemes for education, which also ensures employability for the students from low economic background after completion of their studies. Colleges and universities also offer scholarships to deserving students.
I understand why the students don't really take a job while studying in India.
Yes, there are also not many jobs that is feasible for the students to take up while studying in India. I also feel that the students are more dedicated and completely focused on their studies. For those students who feel the need to work while studying, can take up evening courses and distance education.
Here in Switzerland, it's quite a bit different. Most of the students need to work in order to support their studies. Of course, it depends on the social level of the family. In a mobility program, we don't need to work. So we can, but let us listen. The salary is less than in Switzerland. For example, I was in Berlin for 2 months to learn German, and I had found a job that paid only 6 euros for 1 hour. Comparatively with a student job in Switzerland, it's about 20 euros for 1 hour.
I see what you mean. And I also agree with you, Thomas, but you said that it mainly depends on the financial background of the family.
Now we will have an interview with Martina, who is a student, won the last year in bachelor. So hi, Martina. Do you need to work while you are studying?
Yes, I need, because I don't have enough of money and I need to pay for my apartment, for food, all my expenses.
Oh, and how do you organize and plan your study when you are working?
Generally, I study on Saturdays as I work on Sundays. But I don't work every Sunday. When I will know my work schedule ahead, therefore I can plan my study. And I prefer to work on Sunday and weekend days in the evening because it pay more money.
Ah, yeah, I see. So do you have any benefit while working?
Yes, I have. The benefit for working is that I will have an experience in work life, so when I do full-time job, I can adjust better and balance work and life. It also helped me in networking and develop people's skill. I have learned a lot of life skills, like how to solve a problem, find solution depending of situation and managing time.
And for you, it was difficult to find a job?
I don't have difficulty in finding a job because I have my certificate in pharmacy, unlike other students. As I keep in touch with my previous supervisor, I can always find a job when I need.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Toma.
Hi, now we are here with Digantha, who's doing his master's in Holland. So Digantha, tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name is Digantha Talukdar and I come from India. I'm studying a master's in international business and management in Holland.
Is there a need for you to work while you're studying? If yes, why? If no, why not?
In India, I did not take up a job. I was living with my parents and my studies were at that point more important to me and were as well as other activities. So working at home was not a regular choice for me as it is now.
Do you have any benefits while you're working?
Yes, I think there is a need for me to work while I'm studying it, as it helps me, first of all, in time management. Secondly, it helps me to give some pocket money, which is very important in Holland and I think in every country where you go. It helps as a supplement to your additional income or source of income.
How do you organize and plan your studies when you're working?
I organize myself by prioritizing the areas in which I will work or do my studies. So it's very easy if you know what you're going to do for the day and for the week. So it's better to have a calendar and set up. Then you can figure it out, like how you can make your day and plan your day.
Did you have any difficulties in finding a job while studying?
Yes, it is difficult actually to find a job while you study because you might not find something interesting. Or even if you find something interesting, it might not be suitable with your time and everything. So yes, there was a kind of difficulty for me to find a job, but of course you can keep on trying.
From this interview, we can say that it's important to have a job while studying in Switzerland. It brings a human experience, practice at work to have a contact with different chiefs. It's a life experience. We have more ready to go working after our study.
Yes, I agree with you. And also in India, the focus is on studies and to do the best in their courses. But when Indian students go abroad for studies, they find a need to look for a job. Like Digantha already said, finding a job abroad is not very easy, but it is essential to have a job while studying so they become financially independent. And also, I agree with you, Thomas, that having a job will definitely enrich our experiences and enable us to acquire life skills.
We hope you enjoyed our show. We have heard many views and it was great to have this discussion. This is Lekha and Thomas signing off from Radio Namaste.
Up next, we have a lovely Indian song for you and especially for you, Kim, at home. Enjoy! Bye!
Radio. मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी, मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी, तू की जाने प्यार मेरा, मैं करूं इंतजार तेरा, तू दिल तू यो जान मेरी, मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी, तू की जाने प्यार मेरा, मैं करूं इंतजार तेरा, तू दिल तू यो जान मेरी, मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी। चुन लिया ने तेरे दिल दिया रहा, तू जो मेरे नाल तुरे ता तुर पे मेरी आसा, जीना मेरा है हुड़ है तेरा की मैं करा, तू कर एतबार मेरा, मैं करूं
Hi! For this half an hour together, Anushka and I, Rachel, will be talking about ICT in school and students' perspective on its use.
So stay tuned and listen to this very lovely Indian song, Tumhi Ho Bandhu.
Yara tera sadke ishq sikha, main to aayi jag taj ke ishq sikha, main to yara tera sadke ishq sikha, main to aayi jag taj ke ishq sikha, jab yaar kare parwa meri mujhe kya parwa, is duniya ki jag mujh pe lagaye paabandi, main hu hi nahi is duniya ki,
tum hi din chale tum hi din gale, tum hi ho bandhu sakha tu listen to, we gonna let you know about mobility and some technology.
One more time, mobility, technology.
That was a good song. Okay, now Rachel, have you heard of the hole in the wall experiment?
No. What is it about?
Okay, you will love this. So, way back in 1999, in India, a guy called Sugata Mitra decided to make a hole in a wall and place a computer in it. He did this in an extremely poor area where people were struggling to survive. Mitra simply left a computer on, connected to the internet, and allowed any passerby to play with it. He monitored the activity on the PC using a remote computer and a video camera mounted in a nearby tree.
Really? Why did he do that?
Well, he was toying with the idea of unsupervised learning and computers.
And what did he found out?
What happened next astonished everyone. Children came running out of the slums and started using the computer.
That's amazing! And these are children who had no education and had not even seen a computer before?
Exactly. Within 6 months, the children had learned all the mouse operations, could open and close programs, and were going online to download games, music, and videos. When the children were asked how they had learned all of these, they told that they had taught themselves.
It really is amazing to see how children are learning to use technology and also how fast technology is evolving.
True. And if you look at the general education sector, schools used to be fairly low technology places. Everything was paper-based and equipment was mainly the blackboard, chalk and a set of heavy textbooks.
Yes, but schools have slowly started introducing computers and electronic equipment in the last 2 decades or so.
Yeah, and this has made a huge impact in the classroom.
True. ICT, that is information and communication technology, is now a widely used term. It refers to all equipment, applications and services that involve communication.
Rachel, do you think ICT has a positive impact on students?
Definitely. Students come from diverse socio-economic and cultural backgrounds. ICT can be used to reach out to a greater number of students, including those who did not have access to education. Anushka, how do you think ICT can be used in schools?
Well, it's already been used in so many varied ways. Students are using e-books, tablets, mobile apps and smart boards to learn in schools. In fact, even teachers are also using it for assessments.
Yes, and don't forget that students can use ICT as a supplement to learn and reinforce concepts at home. They can also learn through online courses.
Exactly. And it can help students who live in remote areas, children with special learning needs or physical disabilities.
Anushka, I am curious about Indian schools. How do they use ICT there?
See, Rachel, we have government and private schools. And there was a digital gap between them. Private sector schools have made major advances in the use of ICT as they have a lot of resources. But lately, the government of India, as well as private organizations and NGOs, have tried to bridge this gap by introducing some schemes for the schools. Our Ministry of Human Resources and Development have a specific ICT school scheme which extends support to the states.
They must have also been given financial support.
Of course.
And how many schools have benefited from this scheme?
According to the MHRD, around 87,033 government and government-aided secondary and higher secondary schools have been approved for coverage under ICT in Schools scheme.
That's great.
Yes. And in fact, another really interesting thing is EduSat. It is a communications satellite which was launched in 2004 by the Indian Space Research Organization. It is built exclusively to serve the educational sector through distance education.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, Rachel, so now tell me about ICT in Switzerland.
Well, according to the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation, the federal government has contributed around 35 million francs for teacher training for ICT. 95% of schools are now connected to the internet. There is one computer station for every 8 students. But as OECD and here and Akaris say, even if a school has good equipment, it wouldn't mean that it is used in a mode of efficacy. That's why the teachers must keep themselves updated so that it can use ICT to teach in a useful way. Have you heard of EduCanet 2?
No, what is that?
It is a platform that unites teachers and students in more than 39,000 schools. It is a community space where groups can work together. This is according to Swiss Media Institute for Education and Cultures as of March 2015.
So, let's hear from Mr. Bomberger some words about technology. He is responsible for the ICT unit at HEP.
What facilities and possibilities do you have in HEP for using ICT?
You know that some limitations.
So what technologies do you use for the students?
For the students, we have a lot of possibility. We use computers, we use sometimes iPad, we use radio, we use video, we use Moodle, so something like this, with students every day. We use some e-learning situation, and what we want, we can do. No direct limits from technical or maybe some limits for money, but not too much.
Okay, so using ICT comes with its own set of challenges. What challenges do you face?
The best challenge is to direct how students to use with a child technology. And they need to use this like a user, but like creator. It's a creation, the most important. And you don't need to use this. We use everybody at any time technology. But if we want to do this with the good manner, the good technical, is children use, and children use, not children create with. Make it a radio like you, make some film. It's a creation. The creation is the most important.
It was quite interesting to hear Mr. Bomberger's views on ICT.
Now let's hear a Swiss song written by Sophie Burand and Leonard Gonia from the group Carousel, Le Manque de Place.
On va pas manquer d'ambition, de hauteur, de suspension. Des points tendus au plafond, on en a même d'occasion.
On va pas manquer d'émissions, de scandales en sensation.
Des produits en action, on en a même d'occasion. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse.
On va pas manquer de réflexion sur les miroirs des saisons.
Du soleil qui tourne en rond, on en a même d'occasion. On va pas manquer d'illusions, de tours du monde en ballon. Des avions à réaction, on en a même d'occasion. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse. Pas manquer de gazon, de piscine devant la maison, des dimanches chez tonton, on en a même d'occasion. On va pas manquer de poumons, de trophées de natation, des champions en crampons, on en a même d'occasion. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse. C'est pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse. C'est
pas la classe, juste le manque de place qui nous menace, nous pousse à l'impasse.
Now we bring to you an interview with Nicolas Perrin, who is responsible for the implementation of e-learning at HEP.
So in HEP, what facilities do you have to teach using ICT?
From the point of view of e-learning, it's not so easy because we don't have a lot of time. We try to do that in the course of the common time. So one thing which is very important is the viability of the activity of teachers and learners. We have a lot of possibility, we have technologies, and but the most important perhaps, or the more difficult, is the problem of the time. Viable concept, viable devices in order to do that possible.
What type of devices and technologies do you
use? So we use common technologies and devices, that is Moodles and so on. But Moodle is only a technology or only a device. And what is difficult is to construct, a device in the sense of a way to organize the interaction between learner and teacher. And this device, not only the technological device, but all the device must be viable. For example, if you use forum, an electronic forum, it's very important to anticipate the importance of the number of questions and so on. And if you are alone to moderate the forum, it's very difficult. We have to imagine a device which is viable.
So what other challenges do you face when you have to use ICT while teaching?
You often, when you are a teacher, you often try to use technology in a way that is one learner in front of the technology. It's common, it's easy. Okay, I have a forum. Okay, this is the learner. How can he interact with the forum? But in fact, you don't have only one learner. You have a lot of learners. So what is the most important issue is to think, to elaborate, to plan the orchestration. That is, how can you use one device, electronic forum, for example, with a lot of learner? That is, when you have to orchestrate the activity of all learners.
And do you train the teachers at HEP to use ICT?
My job is to give support in order to improve. What is important is that teacher can identify the next step by themselves. I prefer to work with them direct on their job and to, for example, co-scenarize the interaction and so on, because to give learnings is outside the job, outside the activity, and it's often difficult to learn how to use technology and after to implement that. I prefer to give the opportunity to work together on the implementation.
And what do you enjoy the most about using ICT while teaching?
What interests me is the possibility to hybrid the process of learning, to have a part which is in class and a second part which is out class. And what is very interesting with ICT is how you can improve the learning of learners outside the classroom, and that is very interesting.
And what changes have you noticed in the use of ICT from before and now?
It's a long way which must be done step by step. And perhaps it's always the difficulty. You have big projects and which are very easy to identify, the MOOCs and so on. They are very interesting. But here, in the reality of HEPO, reality of classroom and so on, what is possible, what is viable? And perhaps the future of these topics and of this project is how to make viable. And perhaps it's the evolution. We try to think ICT to think the implementation of ICT with the perspective of the learner, of the teacher, that is the point of view of the activity.
We will now hear an Indian song called Tukari by Papon and Sugandha Garg from Coke Studio. Enjoy.
Do you remember the first time you used a computer?
Yeah, actually I do, and it was quite funny.
Why? What happened?
Well, my parents bought a computer probably when I was in grade 6. It was quite exciting, of course, but I also remember being scared of using it. When I switched on the computer, it asked for a username and a password, and I had no clue what to type in it. I kept getting error messages. I got so scared that I just shut it down immediately.
I can picture that. I was 15 when I first got my family computer. It was so big and heavy, and we were using floppy disks. But now I have two kids, and they have two tablets, one laptop, smartphones, and also a family computer.
Whoa, that's such a difference from how we grew up and today's kids. They're so technologically advanced. Now children grow up using YouTube, Netflix, Spotify, smartphones and tablets even before they learn to talk.
Anushka, do you use ICT when you teach your students?
Yes, I integrate ICT in my teaching.
Tell me something about how your students reacted when you brought in technology to the classroom.
Well, I've noticed that when I use videos, PPTs, audios and other such things, it is very easy to grab their attention. Even some students who sometimes don't focus on their work become more interested in the lesson. But it is very important to direct their interest.
What do you mean when you say direct their interest?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. In my grade 7 class, I have a few extremely focused and smart students. But there are also a couple of slow learners. One time, I played an animated video on pronouns. The definition of a pronoun and its various types were being sung.
How did the children respond?
Well, all of them rushed closer to hear the song. They were enjoying the funny animations and the rhythm. But hardly any of them were listening to the content.
What did you do then?
I told them that I would play the video again and this time they must listen to the lyrics. After that, I decided to only let them hear the audio and note down the important points.
Did you see any difference?
Yes, they were much more focused the next few times. That's what I mean when I say that it's very important to direct their interest. But also, when we gamify it with a reward and a penalty system, like video games, which you're familiar with, then they really enjoy the lessons.
Oh, yes, we bring in the principle of video games to the lessons. So we don't exactly need to use technological equipment always, but the concepts related to it.
Exactly. See, when you ask children what is work, most of them will say school and homework. But when you ask them what is play, many of them will say games or videos.
Yes, so it makes sense to teach them through play method. And we have to balance it with technology and regular methods.
Yeah, and also the impact of ICT is quite diverse. Look at the heavy school bags that the students carry, which are filled with so many textbooks. But if some of the books can be replaced with tablets or e-books, it would really reduce their load.
Yes, it's the same here in Switzerland. We need to balance and gradually integrate technology in all aspects of the school to make learning enjoyable for our children.
Bye.
Listen to, we gonna let you know about mobility and some technology.
One more time, mobility, technology.
We will now talk to Elsa, who is a third year student at HEP. Let's hear her perspective on ICT.
What type of technological equipments do you use at home, like mobiles?
Mm-hmm. Well, at home I've got smartphones, two or three laptops, one computer, two tablets.
Okay. And what do you use them for?
It's mainly for information, I guess, for when we want to discover new things or watch videos on in the internet. It's also for playing or so.
At HEP, do you use ICT?
Yeah, I've got my laptop to write all my courses, to create all the stuff for the school with the children, or for my work for the bachelor also. So it's really useful.
And do your teachers use ICT at HEP?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that our formators really want us to do, to use more and more ICT in school with the children and here at the HEP. Even if it's for creating something with the children or presenting something to the parents, mm-hmm. it's something we try to use as best as we can.
How do your teachers use it in the classroom?
In the classroom, it could be used by games for the children, so they could learn to write or calculate also. Or it could be more simply to draw also. It's really, there's many things we could do with.
And do you think ICT is useful for you?
Yes, I think there's many things I couldn't do without it. Yeah. The computer is really useful to write because it allows me to write and erase and write again without using paper for nothing. And for the school and the children, it is really useful even just to get ideas for, oh, what could I do for next lesson? Mm-hmm. It's really useful.
So we have heard Elsa's opinion on the use of ICT.
This brings us to the end of our program on ICT in schools and students' perspectives on its use. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Thomas and Lekha, for your topics. Stay tuned to Radio Namaste and check out our Facebook page, HEP Radio Namaste and CU Radio Namaste. This is Anushka and Rachel signing off. Ciao.
Before that is coming up a Swiss carnival music named Guggenmusik. Enjoy!